Hello there, and welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Martin Hewlett. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and paramedic, but more than that, I've had dissociative identity disorder, and I've used mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help me cope with it, overcome it, and understand when I'm struggling. So join me today to calm your anxiety, to learn how to be more mindful, how to turn off stress, how to enjoy the moment and focus on your breathing. Before we start though, if you are new to the channel, please do subscribe, and why not share this on social media with friends, family or colleagues, so that we can spread a little bit more calm and joy around the world. Thank you. Now find your quiet place all to yourself. You can lie down or you can sit, whatever you prefer, and maybe headphones as well if you prefer. But now close your eyes. And as you do, reach out with your thoughts, with your imagination, to feel the sensations in your chest as you breathe in, pause, and then exhale. Maybe be aware of the sensations on the skin of your chest as it rises and expands. Maybe against the fabric of clothing you're wearing, or maybe a duvet, or maybe simply the temperature of the air in the room. Take note of the pause between each in and out breath, and then when you breathe out, start to feel and appreciate that sensation of relaxation. As with every out-breath, you drift deeply into a wonderful state, safe and secure in your own thoughts. Maybe be aware of the sound of the air passing through your nose, or the difference in temperature around your nostrils between the in and the out breath. Or now, move your thoughts to different parts of your body. Maybe the muscles in and around your neck or shoulders. And consciously examine the difference between each in breath and out breath. And imagine every small muscle fiber loosening, unwinding, to let go of the stress, the tension, to let you float further and further down into that beautiful state of trance. Just for you, your thought, your feeling, this moment in time. So with every exhalation in your beautiful mind, repeat this single word: relax. Imagine in your mind's eye seeing this word on every out-breath. Relax. I wonder what color, what size, the font that your mind conjures up whenever you repeat it in your thoughts, or the subtle impact it has as you exhale, as your muscles unwind even more, as your body and soul gives up the tension, the stress from the day. Relax. Deeper and deeper now. Floating between the moments. Between the rise and fall of each and every breath. Stress, of doubt, of worry. Just drift with every breath, relaxing further and further. The hypnotic rise and fall of every breath, bringing a deeper sense of calm, dispelling the anxiety of your day-to-day thought, and bringing a deep sense of tranquility to how you think and feel and react. Relax. Just let your beautiful mind be pampered in the moment, as if cradled softly downward into a state of harmony, of bliss, safe and secure in your mind. Relax so, so deeply. Feel that aura of bliss, of almost spiritual comfort, floating over every cell of your body. Every rise and fall, bringing a greater sense of comfort and control to all of your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. Drifting further and further. Relax in harmony, in unison with all that you are. Deeper and deeper. So that this feeling of understanding, of mental relaxation, stays with you for the rest of the day, the days, weeks, and months ahead, without even being conscious that you're doing all of this. And now, take a deep, deep intake of breath. As your mind becomes more aware of the beauty and joy of the world outside that surrounds you. And now take another deep, deep breath and fill your lungs up completely once more. And now stretch out your arms and your legs, eyes open and smile. Have a lovely day. Maybe commit a few more minutes just to create one good job today, complete one task, if only for a minute. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care, my friend. And as always, for everything that I do and you do, simply be kind.